Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely, Part 1b, Verse 27. Desha kalartha yuktani, kritta po pashamani cha, haranti smaratas chittam, gubinda bhitani me. Arjuna said to Maharaj Yudhisthira, "Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space." Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. So herein Arjuna refers to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, which was imparted to him by Lord Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna left behind him the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, not for the benefit of Arjuna alone, but for all time and in all lands. The Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic wisdom. Bhagavad Gita is nicely presented by the Lord Himself for all of those who have very little time to go through the vast Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Vedanta Sutras. Bhagavad Gita is put within the study of the great historical epic Mahabharata, which was especially prepared for the less intelligent class, namely the women, the laborers, and those who are worthless descendants of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and higher sections of the Vaishyas. The problem which arose in the heart of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was solved by the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Again, after the departure of Lord Krishna from the vision of earthly people, when Arjuna was face to face with being vanquished in his acquired power and prominence, Arjuna wanted again to remember the great teachings of Bhagavad Gita, just to teach all concerned that Bhagavad Gita can be consulted in all critical times, not only for the solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also for the way out of the great entanglements which may embarrass one in some critical hour. The merciful Lord Krishna left behind him the great teachings of Bhagavad Gita, so that one can take the instructions of the Lord even when Krishna is not visible to material eyesight. For the material senses cannot have any estimation of the Supreme Lord. But by Krishna's inconceivable power, the Lord can incarnate Himself to the sense perception of the conditioned souls in a suitable manner through the agency of matter, which is yet another form of the Lord's manifest energy. Thus, Bhagavad Gita, or any authentic scriptural sound representation of the Lord, is also the incarnation of the Lord. And there is no difference between the sound representation of the Lord and the Lord Himself. So one can derive the same benefit from Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna did in the personal presence of the Lord. The faithful human being who is desirous of being liberated from the clutches of material existence can very easily take advantage of Bhagavad Gita, and with this in view, Krishna instructed Arjuna as if Arjuna were actually in need of it. In Bhagavad Gita, 5 important factors of knowledge have been delineated pertaining to the Supreme Lord, the Living Being, nature, time and space, and the process of activity. They are known as Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, and Karma. Out of these, the Supreme Lord and the Living Being are qualitatively one. But the difference between the two has been analyzed as the difference between the whole and the part and parcel. Prakriti, or nature, is inert matter displaying the interaction of 3 different modes, and eternal time and unlimited space are considered to be beyond the existence of material nature. Karma, or the activities of the living being, are different varieties of aptitudes which can either entrap or liberate the living being within and without material nature. All these subject matters are concisely discussed in Bhagavad Gita, and later the subject matters are elaborated in Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment. And out of the 5 subjects, the Supreme Lord, the living entity, nature, and time and space are eternal, whereas the living entity, nature, and time are under the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is absolute and completely independent of any other control. The Supreme Lord, therefore, is the supreme controller. The material activity of the living being is beginningless, but it can be rectified by transferal into the spiritual quality. Thus, it can cease its material qualitative reactions. Both the Lord and the living entity are cognizant, and both have the sense of identification, of being conscious as a living force. But the living being, under the condition of the Mahat Tattva, or material nature, misidentifies him or herself as being different from the Supreme Lord. And so the whole scheme of Vedic wisdom is targeted to this aim of eradicating such a misconception and thus liberating the living being from the illusion of material identification. When such an illusion is eradicated by knowledge and renunciation, the living beings become responsible actors and actual enjoyers also. The sense of enjoyment in the Lord is real, but such a sense in the living being is a sort of wishful desire only. This difference in consciousness is the distinction of the 2 identities, namely the Supreme Lord and the living being. Otherwise, there is no difference between the Lord and the living being. The living being is therefore eternally one and different simultaneously. And the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita stands on this principle of Achintya Veda Abheda Tattva. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord and the living beings are both described as Sanatan, or eternal, and the Lord's abode, which is far beyond the material sky, is also described as Sanatan. The living being is invited to live in the Sanatana existence of the Supreme Lord, and the process which can help a living being to approach the Lord's abode, where the liberated activity of the soul is exhibited, is called Sanatana Dharma. But one cannot, however, reach this eternal abode of the Supreme Lord without being freed from the misconception of material identification. And Bhagavad Gita gives us the clue how to achieve the stage of perfection. The process of being liberated from the misconception of material identification is called in different stages, either fruitive activity, empiric philosophy, or devotional service, up to transcendental realization. Such transcendental realization is made possible by dovetailing all the above items in relation with the Supreme Lord. Prescribed duties of the human being, as directed in the Vedas, can gradually purify the sinful mind of the conditioned soul and raise him or her to the stage of knowledge. And the purified stage of acquiring knowledge becomes the basis of devotional service to the Lord, bhakti. As long as one is engaged in researching the solution of the problems of life, then one's knowledge is called jnana, or purified knowledge. But upon realizing the actual solution of life, one becomes situated in bhakti, the devotional service of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita begins with the problems of life by discriminating the soul from the elements of matter, and proves by all reason and argument that the soul is indestructible in all circumstances, and that the outer covering of matter, known as the body and mind, change for another term of material existence, which is full of miseries. Bhagavad Gita, therefore, is meant for terminating all different types of miseries, and Arjuna took shelter of this great knowledge which had been imparted to Arjuna during the Kurukshetra battle. Recorded January 17, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. O Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, I bow down at your feet. Not different from the Lord himself, you therefore are complete. You shower spiritual nectar that enters in my ears. You're praised by poets and by men throughout the passing years. As one takes bath to cleanse himself in water day by day, so one who bathes by hearing you cleans all his sins away. And by your words alone, we'll all be freed from Maya's nasty hooks. You spring from Krishna's lotus lips. What need of other books? So let the only scripture be the song that Krishna sung. And let the son of Devaki be worshipped by everyone. O Bhagavad Gita, the song of God,